Good morning and welcome to Radiant Women, igniting women to live brilliantly. This is your host, Pastor Cynthia Palmer, and today I am really excited to introduce you to an amazing woman of God. Her name is Amy Bauman, and Amy is an author, a motivational speaker, as well as the founder of For His Glory Ministry. The ministry consists of an online devotional as well as a whole international ministry that helps people by building wells, churches, and supplying the needs of widows and orphans. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning, Cynthia. I am wonderful. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Amy, we're going to first start with you being an author, and I asked you offline, and I'm going to have you share with our audience, what compelled you to write your first book?
I was actually in Israel at the top of the Maktash Ramon, which is this enormous crater.
And you're how old?
I am, let's see here, it was only 2 years ago, so I was 46.
Okay.
I was doing a walking the text with a group of people, and the leader, Brad Gray, was actually doing a story. And at the end of that story, I really felt, it wasn't the audible voice of God, but I just felt overwhelmed that it was time to tell my story and to tell it to the world. So I came home and I started writing down my story. And that was in 2016.
And your story began at what age?
My story began way at the beginning, back in 1970 when I was born. But the journey that I took actually started in 1996 when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
So what had happened prior to that to lead people to that conclusion?
Lead people to the conclusion of...
That you had bipolar disorder, or the doctors or whoever diagnosed you. How did they arrive at that diagnosis, and how
yes.
did your parents or whoever saw you get you there?
So I had, I was having extreme highs and lows. I was depressed. I was I was a rapid cycler, so I had a lot of swinging between the highs and the lows, racing thoughts. I had developed shingles. This was shortly after my second child was born, my daughter. I had two children under the age of 14 months.
So, and you're happily married at this time?
Happily married,
okay.
Busy home life, and I developed shingles. And a friend of mine said, do you think that you can, you know, manage this on your own? And I said, no, not without help. So I went to a psychiatrist. I was asked a myriad of questions, all that I answered in yes. And in 1996, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
How did you feel when you received that diagnosis from the doctors?
I was crushed. I felt that I was damaged, that I was never going to get better. It was going to take medication and counseling the rest of my life, and it was truly a challenge.
So the devil was really lying to you.
Oh yeah, he had it good. He had it out for me, and I was believing everything he told me.
Okay, so now you got the diagnosis, and what happened next?
For the next 17 years or so, I struggled with this illness. It affected my marriage. It affected our financial situation. Up until about 2000, we were kind of holding our head above water. But in 2000, I couldn't take it anymore. We had to claim bankruptcy, and we started to lose everything. And that's
now when, were your manic episodes bringing you to the point of like shopaholism?
Oh yes,
okay.
There was plenty of times I stood in the checkout line knowing that I couldn't afford this, but I was compelled to buy it.
And were you medicated?
I was.
Okay.
And I felt like I was medicated enough that we had found the right combination of meds to keep me somewhat stable, but it was still there. It was under the surface, affecting me every day.
So your husband was patient with you?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, in the beginning, yes, mm-hmm. but it really started to hurt the core of our marriage, and we became distant and was, I think, mostly there together just for our children.
So how did you get help? What happened? When did the Lord break through?
Oh,
we were talking about that Toby Mac song, When God Broke Through.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I stood in the kitchen of our home one morning, and I was answering calls to creditors, and I was balancing a checkbook that had no money in it. And I finally raised my hands up to him, and I said, Lord, I can't do this anymore. You're going to have to come into my life. You're going to have to make these changes because I don't know what to do. And it was really then at that point that I surrendered, and he started this long walk back to who he created me to be.
So take us through that walk.
It was painful. It was pretty much God picking me up and shaking out all of the things that I had accumulated over the years and fixing me. And he is the ultimate potter. But I was broken and shattered, and he needed to kind of put me all back together again. That I started by being in the Word. I started doing reading a devotional. I started by going to church more, and slowly.
Did you have an accountability partner to help you, or a spiritual mom, or anybody?
I really didn't. Not at that point.
Okay.
And that was okay. I was totally reliant on him. And so he just walked with me one step at a time, one day at a time, and worked on me. However, at that same time, my marriage suffered greatly, and we ended up divorcing in 2007. So from the time that I surrendered until the time that we divorced was roughly 7 years, and we had moved multiple times, different jobs, and it suffered greatly.
But you were getting better.
I was getting better. I was feeling more confident in who I was in the Lord, but our relationship was not. It wasn't, God wasn't at the center of our relationship.
So was he trying to pull you back to the old you and your old habits, or no?
I think he gave up. And I completely understand, that he stopped trying because I put our family through a lot.
Was he a believer?
I would say he believes, but he wasn't following Jesus.
Wasn't walking with him.
He wasn't walking with him. Uh-huh. And he had struggles. I had struggles. And we just couldn't do it anymore.
So did your kids suffer from the divorce?
Absolutely. They did. And I had never wanted them to experience what I experienced as a child. I had seen my parents divorce. They got married really young and made it about 11 and a half years. And so I came out of that saying, I never want to get a divorce. I never want my kids to feel what I felt. And yet the cycle continued.
So now you're single and you're by yourself with the Lord. How did he begin to act with you and move with you at that point?
He started with me having to depend on him totally. So at one point, the child support was not coming in. My ex-husband was not working. I had been laid off, and there was no money. And he started by bringing people into my life, giving me options for food, pantries, giving me money basically out of thin air to pay for bills. And I learned that I could depend on him for everything and anything that I needed.
So how long was he giving you this manna from heaven?
It was about, I would say it was a good 2 months. And I was, looking for another job. And I found a job online. Out of 100 applicants, I ended up getting chosen for the job. I was definitely not the best person for the job, but they believed, their prayers were answered. They were trusting God. My prayers were answered, and I started entry level at a company called Bauman Building here in Holland, building new homes, and it was a godsend.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I've been there now for 13 years.
So as you started to work there, you're still, now God supplied the job. So tell us what was happening then with your journey.
I was still considered, someone with bipolar disorder, but I was doing much better. The highs and lows weren't hardly there at all anymore. I was much more balanced. I was involved heavily in our church. At the time, I was going to Providence CRC. I was a youth group leader, and my kids and I would go every Wednesday on Sunday. And I think a lot of the drama, a lot of the stress from my marriage and not being in that anymore helped me immensely. And right when I was least expecting it and kind of getting to that stage where I might want to see what dating would look like, I prayed this prayer. And I prayed, Lord, I don't ever want to go through this again. So this would be what I would like in my man. And I listed off all of these things. Like, I really prayed specifically. I wanted him to be a widow, no children, because I never wanted him to experience the divorce and have children that we'd have to share, and that he would need to be a believer in Christ. And a lot of other things like motorcycle riding and, you know, we could do things together. And so I prayed that prayer and I sent it off and didn't think about it again. And a few months later, my youth group leader had come up to me and said, hey, I have someone in mind for you. And I said, okay, you know, tell me about him. And he said, well, he's widowed, no children, works at Central Westland Church. And I knew right then, before I even met him, that this was the man
because
I was going to marry.
Because this is what
you had
asked God
for. I had prayed for, exactly.
So when you saw your husband for the first time, was it love at first sight?
It was.
Was it? Was it for him too?
No.
No, okay.
It took some convincing on his end. He had lost his first wife to cancer.
Oh.
And so he had dated but I mean, I think it was hard for him to know, you know, who he had prayed for me too, but it was hard to know, is this her? And we spent time together and, you know, then he realized it
and
was
your
me.
And your kids liked him?
Yes.
How old were they at the time?
They were teenagers.
Okay.
So he was taking on.
Ooh, that's hard.
As a first-time dad, he was taking on teenagers, which,
ooh,
bless his heart, he did a wonderful job.
Good for him.
So, yeah, absolutely.
That's exciting. Well, Amy, we are going to have to take a really quick break and we will be right back. Stay tuned.